Good morning, Ale Chill. I hope you got up beautifully rested. It is Monday, March 4th, 2024. Today's topic that has been on my mind, simple one, friends. So, why am I thinking about friends in the shower? I'm almost done, so don't worry. For all those people who hate the noise of showers, which if you do, I can't imagine who you are. So I feel like everybody around their 20s, I mean, I'm 26 right now, you know, my experience of friends throughout the years has actually been pretty crazy. So in high school, I had a very outgoing and bubbly personality since I was in high school. So, and I think it's something that has carried on into my age now, where I get along with people pretty quickly. And I think it's one of my talents of making people feel comfortable with me. Hence, podcasting with people one-on-one in a very intimate setting for the first time, usually meeting them. And I think that, you know, in high school, you have such a big friend group. You have the people that you grew up with, who you feel so comfortable with since you grew up with them. In my case, I went to a 3-town borough high school. So it's a combination of 3 different towns. So 3 different types of people who grew up together. And, you know, by my senior year in high school, I feel like I had such a large friend group. Just people that I could turn to and literally, like, pour out my heart. Which would eventually lead into kind of like living your adult life, where it's like in high school, I felt like I had so many friends, and I think in a sense, genuinely, people did care for me and love me. But the problem was, you know, you always get the telephone effect, where you tell one person one thing in confidence, you know, you trust this person, and, somehow, some way, your personal business gets out there. All right, my bad, because I'm about to start washing my face. I have no idea how this is going to work, which I ended up. So, now, you know, there was a time after high school where I realized, damn, like, maybe not all of these people have my best interest in heart. And so I started losing friends. And I always saw that as the most negative thing because, you know, I knew a lot of people. I felt like a lot of people did genuinely care for me. And so when you lose people that you feel like genuinely care for you, you start feeling like a bad person. You start thinking to yourself, well, you know, what did I do wrong? What was wrong with me? You know what I mean? How can I be a better friend if people are telling me I'm being a bad friend? People might be treating me bad because I'm a bad person. And this is kind of getting into similar topics of where the last podcast I was talking about identity crisis. And, you know, you're going to lose friends throughout the years. And and you might lose people who actually, like, you know, generally care about you, but it starts to get more complicated in the way of, okay, these people might generally care for you as a person, like they wish you well, they want to know like that you're doing well, but their perception of how to get that from you, or what they think is best for you, and how they treat you might be different from the way you feel what's in your best interest and how you should treat certain situations, you know? And I think that's what starts separating certain relationships and bonds you have with people. Because, sorry, I gotta rinse my face real quick. Alright, shower sound is leaving in 3, 2, One.
Not like a good shower in the morning. Anyway, your relationship with that person or people, because actually for me it ended up being a lot of people, what they might care for you, they might have your success in interest, but how to get there and what you share with those people might not be good. I don't want to say not gonna be good. That's such a simple way of saying it. Well, in the interest of time, you have to be careful about who you share your personal information with, because someone might want you to succeed, but they might not agree with the ways that you go about that. And that sounds slightly sinister, but not in the way of like, oh, I want to be rich, I'm going to go rob a bank. And then they're just like, don't rob a bank, I don't care about you. No, it's less, it's more subtle than that. And you'd be... Hello? I thought someone was knocking on the door. That was creepy. Anyway. it's more subtle. It's more subtle in the way of like, let's say, hey, let's just use exactly the situation I'm in right now. Hey, I'm trying to build a business. I'm trying to build a podcast. I'm trying to build a community. And I believe the best way of going about that is being on the internet, interacting with people, doing these shows for Mad Minds, and just trying to really get myself out there in that way, making new content. Whereas in somebody else might just be like, hey, why don't you go back to school instead and study communications and do that, get your degree, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, that's not necessarily the way I want to go about it. And that's where the kind of disconnection or not the butting of heads comes into play, where it's like, okay, well, in a certain situation, let's just say in this situation, the person who thinks I should go back to college is now saying, well, I think that you disrespect me by not taking me up on my advice, and I don't appreciate that. And this person still has my success and love and wanting to see me grow in their mind, but now they might feel disrespected and they might treat me differently. And that's where it's like, okay, this is a situation where this person doesn't agree with me. They might feel hurt. And also now I'm telling them information about my life, and instead of just supporting me and loving me and, you know, like, even though we disagree, you know, continuing to show that love and support, they might not have that best interest in state. And then there might be spreading this might cause a case where it's like, I can't trust this person fully with everything that I'm doing, because they might give me energy that I do not need. And I'm giving them energy and they're just taking it in and maybe converting it into negative energy. And I know I'm sounding mad hippie with that, but I think a lot of these situations, if we simplify them down into energy, can help people make better decisions. And especially when it comes to friendships, you have to be careful of who you could really trust. You know, I definitely have seen a difference and the people I keep close to me and the people I keep at a distance. And sometimes it will surprise you who decides to stay in your life and who decides to, you know, skedaddle or even maybe even change their relationship to you. For example, I have some people in my life who I've had close to me for years. Like, I consider them family at this point. And you're in a weird situation where it's like, oh my God, we're... For example, I'll tell you about the weird situation I'm in. Have so much history together. I still have trust in this person, although it's diminished, but it's diminished because we don't see each other as much. We don't share with each other as much. But although, even though we don't do that, every time we see each other, there's still an appreciation and respect for the bond we have. Isn't that interesting? Still haven't stepped outside of the shower. So the point being of this podcast is just be careful with your friends. Be careful who you keep close to you. Be careful who you share personal information with. And this is not even just personal information like, what, your social security? No, this has nothing to do with that. This more has to do with, like, your small successes, the things that you might need advice for, you know what I mean? Sometimes we reach out to strangers, and sometimes I feel like some strangers are better, it's better to ask them advice than some people you might know or be around in your circles, because there might be other people who are lingering who, you know, you don't want knowing certain information, you know? There's a lot more people who you would never think take advantage. And how I like to think about my friendships is, like, I have my I have my inner circle. So these are the people who remain constants in my life, who I can trust with anything. And, you know, like, I could put my life on the slab for them. I could make a mistake and they would always have my back. I know that they would show up for me. I know that, like, they always, and they love me too. And they constantly show that to me, you know? And it's not like a constant thing of, like, oh, like, you know, I talk to them every day. Like, I feel like a lot of people get misconstrued on, like, what love is. But basically, every relationship is different. And we all set different parameters and boundaries on every relationship we have. Nothing is as clear cut. But knowing, getting to know a person and knowing what their full love power looks like, and knowing that they give that to you and you give that to them, and that they have your back, is important. So I call those type of people, like, my inner circle. Not a very smart name. And then I have the next ring out, if you want to think about that, visualize that in your brain, which I call, like, my inner circle, which is people who just show me love. They also have my back, although I might not be able to call at them at full times. I know that they have my best interests at heart. You know, they don't judge me ever, and they have my back. And I'd say, like, there's a lot of people in my inner circle. There's a bunch of them. And, you know, my inner circle, I didn't really talk about numbers before, but, like, my inner circle is very, 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 very few people. Very, very few people. And I don't like putting numbers on stuff, but let's just say, like, my inner circle is less than five people, you know, has to be. Yeah, I'd say it's very small, you know, it's very small. And then my inner circle on the outside is a lot of people. Could be maybe like 20 plus people who, like, I know have my back and best interests, and if I call them for help, they would get out of their way, and I'm super blessed for that. And now we kind of move into, like, so kind of a short thing about the inner circle, but I want to move on to the outer circle, which is a bunch of people who still might care for me, might love me, but these not necessarily people who I reach out to all the time. I might say hi and bye there. I might still show them love. I might still text them happy birthday every year just to show my love. And they might not even receive, I might not even receive much contact from them at all. But they're people who I just know are good people. And I love, there's never enough love that I cannot give. You know, I could always give more love. I could always show appreciation. And that's kind of like my goal this year, is to show as much love as possible. But yeah, that's kind of like the outer circle. And then everybody else is people who I might not know or who I might not yet known, or people who I just have crossed glances at on social media. And yeah, and how I want to end this, because this is a very long podcast for the morning. How I want to end this is saying that you shouldn't, after this podcast, maybe you should, I don't know. I contradict all the time, it's wild. But I think that you should take a closer look on how your friends are treating you, and, you know, how that relationship is actually playing out between you and some of your closest friends. It's not something you should reevaluate all the time, but it's something you should definitely pay attention to, because relationships do change and people do change. And change is not a word I actually like to use. I like to use the word develop, because usually the people who are developing into new versions of themselves, a part, every future part of themselves will involve a part of who they are now. And it's important to recognize that as well. And it's not always a bad thing. People might go through bad spells in life, but the fact that they have developed and carry that with them for the rest of their lives shows you that, you know, if they become a better person, that's something that they can look back to that will probably never have happen again if they've truly learned. You know, like, I've touched a hot pan before and burnt myself very bad when I was a kid. And that's something that I carry with me for the rest of my life. Does that make me stupid for the rest of my life? No, but I sure as hell will never touch a pan again when it's blistering hot. So yes, you should definitely pay close attention. If you feel that there's tension in your relationships, definitely talk about it. Don't be afraid to talk about it. Sometimes it sucks because we're afraid to talk about these situations because, you know, you might set a new defining boundary in a relationship, which friendships are relationships. You might set a new boundary in a relationship, and now, like, all of a sudden you're like, I'm not sure if we can be as close as we were before, or maybe I don't trust this person as much. And it's not to send you into a whole crisis of identity, visit, maybe I'm the problem, but it's a thing just to keep in mind as you continue to grow, as you continue to develop. And you might realize that you change a little bit, that you are developing as well. And maybe old habits that you are into that have brought you closer to your friends are the same things that are not bringing you closer anymore. And that's okay, because I think at the end of the day, true friendships do not rely on a single thing to bring them together, but it's the energy and love between those people that make it real. And even if we develop new characteristics, new hobbies, new passions, you know, our personalities relatively stay very similar. And there's some personalities that crash, and there's some personalities that get together. But I think it's the personalities of your closest people in your inner circle that really bring you together. It's that love. They might have different interests. I have someone in my inner circle who's completely 180'd. And it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. I still respect them as much as I can, and love them as much as I can. Life develops. You should as well. And there's definitely some relationships that I've had to put on the back burner because it's not necessarily doing me good. It was actually doing me harm. And that's also a very difficult decision to make, because you don't know where it leads. And I can't promise you that, you know, your relationships will get better once you start realizing this about yourself and maybe, like, really taking a look at them. But I can promise that you will get better. Because at the end of the day, if you have a relationship that is bringing you down and it's not helping you lift up or bringing you happiness, love, and joy in any sort of the way, and once you get rid of those energies that have been holding you down, once you really start to realize what is best for you and what kind of people you want to have around you that will help and support you and lift you up and help you reach your goals and inspire you and just all these amazing things that I can't describe in all the words right now. I need to read some more books. But once you find those type of people, it will enrich your life so much, and it will bring so much success to you. Whether that's success emotionally, whether that's success in business, you know, finding the right people is so important. And making sure you don't have negative people in your life, especially who you're holding close to you. Do you understand how crazy that is? Having a negative person and holding them close to you is tough. It's tough because some of those people might be family. Oh my God. What do you do then? That's a conversation for another day. I want to thank you guys so much for listening. This has kind of been an extended, longer podcast, but at the same time, it's shorter than anything I regularly post up. If you are listening to this, please consider subscribing to my YouTube channels. And also, don't forget to hit follow if you're listening to this on Spotify or Apple Music or any other of the platforms that you watch. I am most active on my Instagram, but please catch me, like, anywhere. My YouTube channel is AO Chill Podcast. My Instagram is AO Chill Studios. My creative artist YouTube channel, my YouTuber YouTube channel is AO Chill Studios as well. Please make sure you show some love to that. And lastly, I want to leave off with peace, love, unity. I can't have unity without peace. And can't show love and can't show unity and peace without showing love. So please carry that with you today. Try to show as much love as possible. I know it's hard. I live in Jersey. If you're listening to this outside of Jersey, I live in Jersey. Driving gives me road rage. Although I think I have some of the nicest road rage, if that makes sense. But yes, show love, show peace, unify. And yeah, love you all. Please tap in, and I'll catch y'all tomorrow morning. Peace.